item is subdivision 2005-59 Landlock LLC to amend conditions of approval on Road 36351.
The commission granted preliminary approval for this application August 16th of this year. There was 13 conditions attached. One of them was that within 1 year of the issuance of the first building permit, the developer shall construct a community swimming pool and a community center. The developer has written a letter requesting that the commission delete that condition, and the reasons that they stated was that since a swimming pool and a community center were not shown on a preliminary plan and they were not presented at the public hearing.
Was that discussed at all in the public hearing?
It's not in the minutes.
Okay. I didn't think it was. That's what I was wondering.
Is there, is it typical to require some amenities for that many lots? That's 141.
Well, I won't say it's typically required. It's typically offered by the applicant when they come in and make presentation.
Do you ever have a situation where it's no amenities whatsoever are proposed and the commission suggests that or makes that a condition of approval, or is this sort of a situation of first impression?
No, we've proposed amendment.
Oh, yeah, they've proposed condition, but typically they've been discussed. I don't know if the commission just required certain things to be done after the public hearing was over without some participation from the applicant. I just don't remember that situation coming up before. I have to really look.
There was no amenities proposed at all, Shane?
No.
We never discussed anything?
Just access to the
141 lot subdivision.
This is the development with the bomb shelter.
Yeah.
Remember, because we said that was the only amenity that was shown on the plan. So
This is the one next to White Creek Manor.
Correct. Which was an infill in the environmentally sensitive development.
I forgot which one.
Surrounded by development.
I don't remember verbatim what was discussed, but I do remember that about the bomb shelter being an amenity. So with that said, I do think we followed up and had some discussion of amenities. I'd gone over this with Mr. Robertson prior to making my motion, and he had said that in the past the commission had put in the conditions of certain amenities. This one, I do think we put a school bus stop with provision for 4, 5, 6 vehicles up on Clubhouse Road.
That's typically what you add.
Right.
Typically a pool, a tennis court, a community hall, that type of thing is offered up front by the applicant.
My thoughts on this would be that for the good of the welfare of the residents and all, that there be some amenities, and we just heard a few minutes ago from a prominent developer that about amenities, that perhaps the other members of the commission would consider amending the approval so that it not read, if they wanted to keep in there, you know, if you were in agreement with me that the swimming pool should stay in, instead of within 1 year of the issuance of the first building permit, that be within 1 year of the issuance of the first certificate of occupancy, if that would help in any way alleviate financials on the developer.
One question I had when I read this synopsis is where it said community swimming pool and community center, whether that implied two separate structures or whether it was merely a pool and dressing rooms. I mean, you might tighten that up a little bit. The other thing is that if, you know, we got a slowing market here, so a year from the first building permit, there might only be
one house.
One house. You might want to express it in terms of a percentage of certificates of occupancy issued. It that way they could get a little cash stream going before they have to front the cost of this.
Gentlemen, can I be heard on this?
Yes, sir. Come on up.
Only and, because I presented the application.
Yeah. While you're on your way up, let me ask you what might be an obvious question, Mr. Smith, and I'm asking just because I want to be clear. When you proposed this, was it your intention, your conscious intention to include a pool, or were you simply making provisions for it if one should happen to be constructed?
It was my intention to include a swimming pool with, as Mr. Griffin said, to
clubhouse.
Go along with the pump house. You've got to have sanitary facilities. I think the Board of Health requires that, and a clubhouse community center.
Well, the community center could be a whole another thing. If it's in, it could double or triple the cost.
Yeah, okay.
As opposed to just a pool and dressing rooms.
Pool and dressing rooms, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Byer.
Sir, my recollection is the same as Lawrence's and perhaps Shane's. There was no reference to an amenity package at all at the public hearing. And what the commission approved when it voted was a 141 lot subdivision. And as a result, based on that approval, there is no real estate on which to locate that pool and clubhouse based on the plan that's been preliminarily approved. I understand Mr. Smith's concern, and I appreciate that amenities are a good thing, but none were proffered here by the applicant. And there's simply no place to put them based on the preliminary approval.
So they'd have to lose a lot.
Or two, as the case may be, and revise their plan. So what you have to do, it seems to me, if that's the wish of the commission, is to amend the approval and determine where first and how large second, when nothing was presented by the developer laying out an amenity package at all except the bomb shelter.
What's a bomb shelter?
Historically, Jim, there was the owner of the property installed a bomb shelter in the 50s. I guess he was getting ready for the big one.
Underground bunker.
It is an underground
bunker.
Bomb
shelter. Yeah.
It
that,
is there.
That was a community.
That's the community facility.
Amenity.
Yes. It's a new low, as they say. It's underground.
I'm telling you.
That's
underground amenities.
Yes.
Coffee house, maybe. I think probably you ought to just defer this one and let staff see if there's any mention or discussion of that, and take a look at the plat and see if you want to do it, where you're going to require them to put it, and define the scope of what it is you want to do, rather than trying to sort of shoot in the dark here.
Well, and along sort of one of my questions would be, given what Mr. Byer was saying about the preliminary, oftentimes we approve something as a preliminary, but the final is different.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times preliminaries is conceptual.
I understand. So, and I don't dispute that for a second, Mr. Johnson. Before the meeting, before Mr. Griffin's associate left for Alaska, leaving Mr. Griffin to clean up his messes, I spoke with him. And his initial reaction was, gosh, I guess we got our subdivisions confused when I wrote that condition. Now, that's what Vince told me. But whether that's the case or not, of course you have the right to amend a preliminary approval. You have the right to require as a function of final site plan an amenity package. I don't dispute that. But let staff do what it needs to do and report back.
I think that's deferral is in order.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The chairman, regarding request for amended condition of approval, subdivision 2005-59, applicant Landlock LLC. My motion is for deferral at this time for review of the public record and further deliberations with Mr. Robertson.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-59, Landlock LLC. Amending of conditions of approval for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.